On the phone with us, we have Lucas Bone. Lucas Bone is joining us. He is a comedian, stand-up comedian, retired teacher, now comedian. And Lucas, thank you so much for sharing some time with us. Coming to Jasper, Indiana, October 18th. I got to tell you, sir, can't wait for the show. We're proud to sponsor the show. WRZR is the presenting sponsor. And I guess I got to ask first, is it easier to be a teacher or a stand-up comedian? What's the easiest occupation?
So here's what I say. You're both performing in front of audiences that normally don't want you to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you're super famous, you know, the kids don't want to hear the about math. And sometimes you're in a comedy club and, like, they don't know who you are. They just got free tickets, you know, and they're hanging out. So I would say, you know, it's harder to be a teacher because you got to justify the low paychecks and whatnot. Whereas with comedy, you sometimes make a little bit more money. But, you know, I like that. It's probably hardest to be, in all honesty, a radio person. But you have that beautiful radio announcer voice like WRZR, W109KZQ, coming live from Jasper, Indiana. Like, that's a great voice, sir.
It's natural. What can I say, man? I was born with a radio name.
Like, it's natural talent.
My name is Shake, so I was born with a radio name. I had no choice but to get into this business, man.
That's right. Either that or to own a Shake Shack. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have your own Shake Shack. That would be awesome.
Well, you know, one of the bits in the promo is the one about the AV cart, the big TV. And I got to tell you, I laughed until I cried because that brought back memories. And you're so spot on with that. I remember in elementary school when that cart came in, it was like it was a vacation. And you knew exactly what was going to happen that day. It was the best day as an elementary school kid to watch that TV cart roll in that was taped up with a VCR ready to show Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. Oh, and listen, man, and like I said, man, you nailed it on the head. When that cart comes in and you hear the tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick of that one wonky wheel that every one of those AV carts had that just kind of just went flapping in the wind, you got your heart jumped, and you got that warm feeling in your tummy, and you looked at your best friend, and you went, hey, man, we ain't learning nothing today. This is going to be a good day, Scooter. We're watching Charlotte's Web. We're going to watch Conjunction Junction. You know, this is going to be a good day. And it didn't matter that you'd watched those videos 50 times before. You didn't care. You just knew that, hey, man, there was a substitute, and this was going to be an awesome day.
And maybe if you were lucky, they even made popcorn. You got the little cup of popcorn because they had to share it with everybody.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
The little cup of popcorn. That's right. Yeah, they can't do popcorn anymore because these kids are allergic to everything, you know, grass, popcorn, peanuts, you know. But, yeah, I remember that. And if they were allergic, you're just like, look, Tommy's not going to make it. But still, it's going to be an awesome day. Like, I'm going to get his popcorn, and we still get to watch Charlotte's Web. So this is a good day.
It's a win-win, absolutely. You had to be able to find a lot of material as a teacher, though. I mean, every day is an adventure in the teaching world.
Well, Shake, I'm going to be honest with you. I always tell people, like, the funniest parts of my life always dealt with, like, interacting with students. You know what I'm saying? Kids are a font of hilarity. You know, they just say things. They're not jaded by the world yet. They don't understand those, like, cultural nuances where, like, you know, if someone, you know, is a little overweight, you don't just call that out. You know what I'm saying? You don't call that out. Or, like, if someone's, you know, looking funny, you don't call it out. Or if they smell, you know, they just say it because they're kids. And, like, that hits them and they go, oh, this person smells funny. You know what I'm saying? Or you're like, you know, whatever. And so that's what, to me, was hysterical, was just the honesty of these children. And the fact that I dealt with, you know, 10 and 11-year-olds, it's just brutal honesty. Like, they're just telling it to you straight, whether you like it or not. And, like, you know, I would do something. I would try to say something funny. And, like, the girls would give me this, like, teenage look that, like, it's very similar to some of the looks I sometimes get from my wife. And they'll go, that's not funny. That's just not funny. Are you trying to be funny? Don't be funny. Okay, this is not, you're not performing now. You're teaching science. Just stick with the science. Don't try to be funny, you know? And, like, it was so refreshing because it was an honesty barometer. Like, you know, they have no ability to, like, let it on softly or to kind of, like, ease into, like, something. They just said it, and to me it was hysterical. And that's where a lot of my comedy came from. You know, I would do, you know, worksheets and quizzes with the kids, and sometimes they would write inappropriate or just funny things, like jokes, to see if it could get a reaction out of me. And that's kind of where the show came from, you know? I tell stories from the classroom. I do jokes about being a teacher. And then I give examples of student work that actually happened in my classroom while I was a teacher. And every teacher, every parent, every coach, if you've ever worked with a kid, you'll see people turn to each other and kind of nod their head and go, oh, yeah, no, that's, I had a kid like that. I had a student like that in my class. Or they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what our son was like. Or, oh, yeah, our daughter would definitely make a comment like that. That's something she would do. And so it's so relatable, you know?
That's what's funny. That's good comedy right there, any way you look at it. Lucas Bond is coming to the Jasper Astor Theater October 18th. Get your tickets now, astortheater.com. I promise this guy is going to make you laugh. You're going to love the show. Lucas, can't wait to have you in Jasper. This will be your first time coming through. You are in for a treat, man.
Listen, Shake, thank you so much for, A, sponsoring the show, but then agreeing to have me out. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually send you some of my audio tracks of my comedy special that got viewed 55 million times. I'm going to send you track about the AV cart. I'm going to send you some other impressions that I do, and I give you full permission to play them on your radio station as much as you want. And again, if you want to just keep these and every now and then, you know, clip a little piece out, throw it out there, I give you full permission. The good people of Jasper, Indiana deserve a laugh, and I honestly think that whether you're a teacher or you're a coach or you've ever worked in the daycare at your local church, If you have children, this is a show that, like, if you're 3 to 93, people will laugh at this stuff. Like, I've had kids in my audience, Jake, and, like, you know, the 10-year-old looks at his mom, and the mom is cracking up, and then the mom looks at the grandpa, who's 89, and he's cracking up, and that's why this show is so great, is that it's just, it's universally funny. And so I'll get you some of those tracks, and you can hear the energy and the laughter on some of this stand-up. And I really think, man, if you've got a free Saturday on October 18th, come out, enjoy the show. I think tickets are very reasonably priced. And we'll have a blast, buddy. But thank you so much for sponsoring this, and I look forward to seeing you, buddy.
Can't wait, Lucas. Again, safe travels to get here, sir. We will see you on October 18th. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, Shay. Thank you so much, brother.